Time to look towards heaven. Astro Dave Renicki is back from davidrenicki.com. David, hello.
Bill Kay, good to be with you again.
Mate, good to see Freddie Mercury. He may have passed into the great beyond, but he's coming back to haunt us through the heavens.
What a good thing to do. I mean, this is his mate Brian May, who's the guitarist in Queen, has put this idea forward and got it moving. In order to have an asteroid named after you, you've got to be someone prominent. And you've got to have done something for society, or the arts, or whatever. Well, certainly did.
Well, I reckon Mother Teresa should have had an asteroid named after her.
Well, she probably will. I think she already has. I just think this is a good idea. It's good that he's got that recognition.
Yeah.
And not the first time. I mean, there's a lot of people who've got comets named after them, asteroids named after them. Neil Armstrong's got a crater on the moon. You know, it's a good way to do things rather than just call it... Asteroid 1045B or something like that.
Oh, how boring. Now, is it Brian May, some sort of professor or astronomer?
Brian May's a qualified astrophysicist.
Okay, all right, yeah, there. So yeah. It would actually give more credence to him bringing that sort of information forward.
Oh, sure, and that's the reason he did that. He's been pretty prominent in space and astronomy for a long time. While he was doing the circuit with Queen, he was doing his studies. So he is a qualified astronomer, cosmologist, astrophysicist, who mixes with some of the biggest names in the world, and he's got quite a bit of checkered history. A lot of people don't realise that. You wouldn't look at him and think, you know, a guitarist in the pop group Queen would be actually a qualified and well-certified astronomer.
I could imagine being bored in class and he brings his Stratocaster out and, fills in 5 minutes with some great riffs, which would bring the class down nice.
Play Stairway to Heaven or something.
Yeah, Freddie would have turned 70 this year.
Freddie would have been 70. He's an old bloke, and we lost him in 91, I think, around about that time.
Yeah. Now, this is a really good article on davidrenicki.com. You're asking the question, is China the next superpower? I would have thought India would have to be up there.
Well, we all thought that, but China are the backroom boys. These are the ones that are in the back you don't hear much about until they do something. A lot of achievements behind them. There are a lot of plans for the future. Last June, the most powerful rocket called Long March 7, I don't know why they call it that, that was blasted off from their official site. Last week, the country also revealed a 2020 Mars probe on the drawing board. So they're building and looking at putting together a probe to go to Mars to roam around the surface and maybe bring back some samples. We don't know.
Yeah, between China, you and I, also, I think China will actually get to Mars before us while we dither with competitions.
So.
And you know.
Yeah, I think that there's a good chance that the first footprints are going to be Chinese or Russian. They built the first hack-proof quantum communication satellite. Now, that's already in orbit around the Earth. This is one of the latest technology. A lot of people don't realise, but your old computer is on the way out. We're going to have quantum computers very soon. We won't have any wiring inside. There'll be no fear of hacking. And they usually they probably won't break down as much as this thing I've got here does. The country also wants to launch a manned station. They're going to man a two-man space station called Tiangong-2 into orbit. Look, they're shrouded in mystery. They always have been. They don't telegraph ahead of time what they're doing, but they're one of the major space players, and I think this is good to see. China are being pushed by Russia, of course, and of course they're using Russian suits and Russian equipment and things like that.
Okay.
The funny thing about the Chinese, a lot of people don't realise, they don't get on very well with the United Nations, and they get on very well with NASA either, or America. In 2011, they were the only country in the world banned from going to the space station.
Now, in the interests of moving ahead, that doesn't make sense to me. Surely,
well, it does. It does when you know that that China have built a rod for their own back. They've decided and sort of made it known in those years that they wanted to be part of the international space community. And the international space community will welcome anybody who comes in with the right ideals. But their country also made the announcement. This is where the problem came in.
Yeah.
They said they want to use space not only for scientific reasons, but also for militaristic. Well, this worried America. You can understand why.
Yeah, but America, you know, they love to use space for the same reason. They just wouldn't say it.
Of course they do. The bloody Star Wars weapons are up there, you know.
Yeah.
There's a whole bunch. Everyone's pointing stuff at everybody else up there. But China are the only ones that have come out straight and point blank and said, look, we are looking at putting military satellites into orbit there. And the Americans said, look, we don't want you. If you've got those intentions, we don't want you as part of the space station, which is a peaceful
concern. Should have kept quiet about it.
Look, I don't get it. It's like saying, you know, you've got a gun, you can't come in here, and you live in Wyoming. Well, gosh, how many other people? So, look, it's just the way it is. And unfortunately, America are in the backwash now. They're probably number three or four because they've had certain setbacks. But China are moving forward. I think you'll see China, India, and Japan, by the way, have got a pretty strong space program, Booker.
That would be nice.
So these Asian nations are certainly making a big move inwards.
Because America is you know, lacking funding, unfortunately.
Well, certainly after the explosion of the rocket, they're even further behind the eight ball.
Do we know what happened with SpaceX, the recent one? There was something to do with Facebook wanted to get satellites up in space, didn't
it? Yeah, no, this is something that nobody expected to happen because Elon Musk had a very successful track record launching rockets. And the other day there on the pad, his history just went haywire. His good record was destroyed, so was the rocket, and so was a $100 million satellite sitting on top of Mark Zuckerberg.
Paying that back.
He'll get it back somehow. He'll probably get a few more likes. But look, this satellite was interesting because it would have made him the only man in history, the first person ever to have a global reach with his business.
Yes.
At the moment, Facebook is pretty well worldwide, but it's not. There are certain parts of the world that can't get it, have never had access to it, and that's the idea the satellite was going to be, was to open up those new areas. One of those areas were parts of Africa. So this went up in flames along with quite a few other satellites on board. The Israeli-built satellite was what it was all about. The Israelis had this, they were the ones pushing it forward. SpaceX were launching it, and there are quite a few lawsuits going on now and people being sued left, right and centre. Try and recoup their money. I don't think Zuckerberg's got any problem, but it certainly puts SpaceX back. Elon Musk won't launch. I doubt whether he'll launch anything between now and the end of the year.
Yeah.
He does have another launch complex to go to, but NASA are the ones that are relying on him, Bill Coder, gets supplies.
That's right,
up to the space station. You know?
More at davidrenicki.com. Now we have a set date for a rendezvous with an asteroid. This would be a first, wouldn't it?
Well, it is. We're going to try and bring a little piece of heaven's home to us too. This is a mission that we've been wanting to do for quite some time. It's called, Osiris, Osiris-Rex.
Hmm.
And what that means, but it's on September the 8th, the launch of the spacecraft is just about to happen by the look of this. It's about 500 metres wide. And it's one of these asteroids are going to cause trouble for us in the future. It'll be coming back close to the Earth in the next, I don't know, I've got to work out how long.
Didn't we miss one last week? Apparently they came between
There's been quite a few of these. This one's going to be an Earth crosser in 160 years. But that's not going to worry anybody because we'll have the ways of moving that. This is going to carry a suite of cameras, spectrographs and laser mapping equipment. We're going to bring this material back from the asteroid it'll arrive in 2023 and they're going to bring it back here. So we're going to try and pluck a sample of soil and rocks from the asteroid and bring it back here to try and work out what these things are made of. Are they organic rich material inside? Is there anything in the way of life-bearing chemicals that we could look at? Any organic compounds, amino acids, things like that.
What about gold? Surely gold must be in those asteroids somewhere.
Look, there are. There are a lot of rare minerals in the asteroids out there. And somewhere in the not-too-distant future, somebody's going to go and mine them. And the first trillionaires will be born. Once that happens, they'll be mining the asteroids, and the first trillionaires in history are going to make their money in low-Earth orbit.
All right, davidrenicki.com has more information on that now. Our ongoing saga with this fantastic telescope, which you can win in time for Christmas. What is it again, David?
Well, this is a big telescope called 200mm Dobsoni. It's a huge professional-grade scope, pretty big. You've got two eyepieces coming with it. You'll also get a five-year warranty. We're putting this up for raffle for your listeners to be part of. We're going to give 10 free tickets away in that raffle drawn on December 15th. And it's a very simple question. All you've got to do is, I think it's on your Facebook, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Go there and put the right answer down. The first one with the right answer will have 10 free tickets in this raffle. We will post it to you anywhere in Australia or anyone that you want. The question about to get these tickets is, You've heard the term starlight, star bright, first star I see tonight. What would be the first star that you think most people could see? It's a very bright star, and it would be the first one that would come out of the twilight when you see it appear. What would be more likely the first star that you would see when you say the rhyme starlight, star bright?
So you want the name of that star, and I use the word star in inverted commas.
It is a star, and I'm very serious about the question.
Okay, first person to comment on our Facebook gets 10 free tickets.
Did you hear the little tip?
I heard the little tip.
Oh, there you go. Now, you can't get that wrong. Give it a shot.